Good morning. It's Friday, October 17th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Luck was on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's side in Las Vegas. The billionaire politician won $1.4 million playing blackjack while on holiday with his wife and friends, according to his latest tax filings. A campaign spokesperson said Pritzker plans to donate the winnings to charity, though he hasn't yet done so. Speaking to reporters, he called himself incredibly lucky, adding that anyone who walks away ahead in a casino knows how rare that is. Pritzker, an heir to the Hyatt Hotel's fortune, reported $10.6 million in income last year and is expected to seek a third term in 2026. Amid ongoing clashes with President Trump. Another news, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has been criminally indicted on multiple federal charges related to handling classified information. Prosecutors allege Bolton illegally transmitted and stored top-secret national defense data, including diary entries shared with family members. The 26-page indictment includes 18 counts and could carry decades in prison if convicted. Bolton called the case political retribution, accusing President Trump of weaponizing the Justice Department against his critics. He's the third Trump opponent to face criminal charges in recent weeks. Bolton is expected to surrender to authorities today as the Justice Department insists no one is above the law. Around the world, a surprise phone call between Presidents Trump and Putin has cast a shadow over Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Washington. The two leaders reportedly agreed to meet in Hungary to discuss the war in Ukraine. Just as Zelensky was en route to the US, the call followed Russia's largest missile and drone attacks in weeks, leaving parts of Ukraine without power. Kyiv had hoped to secure U.S. approval to purchase long-range Tomahawk missiles, but the Putin call has raised doubts. Trump described the conversation as very productive, while Zelensky accused Moscow of panicking over America's potential arms deal. Another news, Kenya is saying farewell to one of its most influential political figures. Thousands have gathered in Nairobi for the state funeral of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who died this week at age 80 while receiving treatment in India. Military honor guards led a procession as mourners waved flags and sang Odinga's favorite songs. President William Ruto praised him as a patriot and democrat, while former President Uhuru Kenyatta recalled their decades of friendship. Odinga's body will be taken to his hometown of Bondo for burial on Sunday. A 7-day mourning period has been declared across the nation. Another news, the UN's World Food Program says nearly 14 million people could face severe hunger this year as global aid dries up. The agency's funding has fallen 40% under deep US and European cuts, forcing it to scale back operations in Afghanistan, Sudan, and several African nations. WFP Director Cindy McCain warned of a collapse in decades of progress. While Pope Leo XIV condemned what he called a soulless economy that allows millions to starve as food goes to waste, experts say the cuts could lead to millions of preventable deaths by 2030 if urgent funding isn't restored. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.